Here's what I want to know. How does all that fake news make its way to my Twitter feed in the first place? I mean, who or what sent it? Filippo Menzer is a professor of computer science and informatics at Indiana University, and he says a lot of that fake news is being spread by bots, which make up somewhere between 9 and 15% of Twitter accounts. Just to bring this down to a real-world example, we now have a president of the United States who is an active, avid Twitter user. How easy would it be for somebody, somewhere, to create a bot system to feed the president fake news directly to target him?
Well, of course, we have no way of knowing exactly how our president forms his opinions and ideas. However, we do know that he uses Twitter. So it would be reasonable for me to assume that he reads Twitter. And so I could create a bunch of fake accounts that mention the president, retweeting links to fake news. And so that if the president were, or anyone else, by the way, this applies to you and reporters and citizens as well, any influential person. So it would not be difficult to make it so that when you open your Twitter app, you get the impression that a lot of people are telling you, hey, look at this. This is important. This is outrageous. You should check it out. And then if you click on the link, you will see the false report or the misleading report. And in fact, we do observe that this does happen. So there are hundreds of bots that do exactly what I just described to you.
So target the President of the United States' Twitter account?
Yes. Of course, if you're in the business of promoting your message, why wouldn't you try to put it in front of the people who have the influence to make it go viral? That is one of the strategies that, of the astroturfing strategies that are done by fake news bots. They tweet or retweet with links to fake news article, and they mention an influential target. Or sometimes they will reply to a message by an influential target. So that way the person is likely to see the alert and see, oh, somebody's responding to what I posted. Somebody's saying something to me. They are reacting. And so they might look at it and say, oh, these people are responding to me. They are agreeing with me and they're sharing this link. Let me see what it is.
Have you been able to trace or identify a specific bot or piece of misinformation or fake news that was targeted deliberately to the president?
I can mention one example. There was fake news about millions of illegal immigrants voting. There was this fake news that it started with some account that has, I think, believe since been taken down on Twitter making this claim. And then this claim was taken and amplified by a bunch of fake news websites and political websites.
And this is a claim the president has repeated many times.
Yes. And in the days prior to that, we have found many bots who have try to put the link to that fake news article in the news feed of the president. So they would just reply to messages or they would simply tweet messages mentioning the account of the president with the links to the story from, let's say, InfoWars or other such sources.
The danger is that there aren't that many influential people in the world who have the codes for the nuclear football. So do you think, I don't know, should the NSA be screening the president's Twitter feed?
I am not going to comment on that. It goes a little bit too much into the political for my level of comfort. We are trying to analyze the problem and to highlight how social media are being abused. And then we leave it to the public and the policymakers and the citizens and the journalists to analyze our data and make recommendations. But certainly, we could see that there are orchestrated attacks that try to manipulate opinions and they do target influential users.
Filippo Menzer is a professor of computer science and informatics at Indiana University.